It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Dr. Paul Smolin here. You know, Doc Smo, your PEDcast host. I can't believe it, but this is my fifth year blogging and now my fifth holiday message. I gotta tell you, who would have ever figured I would have this much to say and having so much fun saying it? I now have a newly published parenting book, you know, Can Doesn't Mean Should, and one of the most successful pediatric blogs in the country with an average of 40,000 visits each month. Thank you for your support, your comments, and your enthusiasm. It is my privilege to be able to contribute to your parenting knowledge and hopefully improve your children's well-being. Today, we're not going to talk medicine or pediatrics or expert recommendations, but rather, we're going to talk about some of what makes your family unique and special. And I'm going to try and convince you that your family's absolute one-of-a-kind nature is worth passing on to your children. The holidays are the perfect time to do that, passing on stuff. Children benefit from having a place in their family, their community, and a place in the world. To a large part, they get these things from you, their parents, and grandparents. So today, let's explore that theme a little, especially in light of the upcoming holidays, shall we? Well, it's upon us again. The season of excitement and celebration, the holidays. Our children certainly get into the holidays, and why not? All those toys are thrilling for them and for you, their parents. But I contend that all these bikes and toys and games the children will be receiving will be inconsequential to them 20 years from now. What will endure in their minds and hearts will be the special place they have in your family and their growing awareness of their family's unique story. I believe that children have a strong need to understand how they fit into their family story, where their ancestors came from, how these ancestors lived their lives, and to learn about their family's cultural roots. Almost every family has inspiring stories of family members overcoming terrible hardships to make a better life for themselves. Every family has stories of some of their family members overcoming tough obstacles in their path toward success. Every family has family members that exhibit bravery and self-sacrifice to help others. And every family has stories of members with exceptional talents who are able to cultivate their unique skills. Passing down family traditions and pride in the family's accomplishments, to me, is what the holidays are all about. Family gatherings is where stories are exchanged, bonds between family members are strengthened, and the younger members get a chance to learn about the traditions and contributions of their family. During past holidays in my family, for instance, I learned that my ancestors came from Eastern Europe, from the ghettos of Poland and Russia, where conditions were very rough. They immigrated to the U.S. for a better life, and they found it. Their lives in Europe and Russia were so horrible that they refused to talk about where they had come from or what they had endured. To them, their lives began when they arrived in America. Their dread of the past and their optimism for the future became their life story and mine as well. I believe their story is the basis of my optimism and my can-do attitude. To this day, I believe that anything is possible with enough hard work, perseverance, and dedication to cause, all passed down to me by people that I have never met but heard about during holiday meals and gatherings. My people were peasants who owned almost nothing, but somehow went on to have children who became shop owners, peddlers, and dressmakers, who then in turn had children who became doctors, lawyers, and successful businessmen. To me, that's a powerful story that profoundly influenced me as a child and helped me toward success. I am sure your family has similar tales. Well, holidays are a perfect time to tell these stories to your young ones. So this holiday season, don't miss out on an opportunity to tell some family stories about your family's unique history. I'll bet the children in your clan will be all ears, and I'll bet that if you ask these same children 20 years from now, when they're adults, what was important and memorable about the holidays of 2015, it won't be some new toy or video game they got, but rather, it will be something they heard around the dinner table. That is what will stay with them. Fond memories of family gatherings, a sense of belonging and acceptance by their family, and pride in those unique and interesting stories about their family that they were told at holiday family gatherings. Well, as always, thanks for joining me. This is Doc Smo, hoping that you can now see one more reason to enjoy a great holiday season. Until next time.
This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Ann Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.